Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. We call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling. Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan, you got plenty of money. Get you a driver. Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolinas on this great Wednesday evening in Charlotte, North Carolina. Of course, I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today on the show is Kai.
What's going on? Nickname? Yeah, we'll work it out. We'll definitely work it out.
But welcome to today's show. I can't wait. Dude, it's almost Thanksgiving. Talking about turkey and pies.
Next week, man.
Last week, me and Bobby were talking. Big Shot was talking. Favorite dessert to have at Thanksgiving?
I like sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie and any cake of some type.
Any cake and pie?
Yeah, but sweet potato pie is number one on my list, of course. What about your
pumpkin pie? Sweet potato is good. Pumpkin pie is always one of my favorites around this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate cake. Cheesecake. Man, I'm a huge cheesecake person.
I'm a cheesecake person, too. My favorite cake, actually, is the yellow cake. Yellow with a chocolate frosting. That's
good.
That's my favorite.
My favorite is probably cherry cheesecake. I love some cold cherries.
Yeah.
Putting in the fridge.
Or strawberries.
Strawberries, I don't mind strawberries, but I like the cherries.
I like both. I like both myself.
My mother usually make a cheesecake every year around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my gift for the year, which I'm fine with.
Exactly.
So, but I love it. But anyway, you know, we're getting ahead to Thanksgiving already because it's that time of year, which I can't believe it's almost Thanksgiving, then Christmas will be around the corner.
We're literally a week away from Thanksgiving.
I know. It's crazy. Which means some good I was going to say some good football games on Thursday, but one of the games is the Browns is playing on Thanksgiving.
The Browns are playing on Thanksgiving? I didn't know that. No, please. No. Please don't tell me that.
No, I was wrong. I'll
okay.
take that back. Thank goodness.
I was about to say.
Thanksgiving, it's Vikings at Lions. Good game.
Okay.
Redskins at Cowboys.
Oh, okay.
Huge,
okay.
And the Steelers at the Colts.
Okay.
On Thursday night game.
I'm fine with those.
I thought I read somewhere the Browns were playing the Giants on
Thanksgiving. I was about to say, no, please, no. Not the Browns on Thanksgiving.
You can't have an 0-10 team on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got a great show for you today. We got top three, bottom three teams, NFL, the early games, and then dummies of the week. But first and foremost, let's go into enemy of the week. Stephen A. Smith loves this segment.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera. And I'm going to say it again. You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
Come on, Stephen A. You gotta love that.
Man, I remember that. He was talking to Durant, I believe.
Was talking to Durant.
Yeah.
Now he's talking to, who was it last week? He was talking to last week. About Colin Kaepernick. For not voting,
I can't. I totally disagree with Stephen A. on that.
What,
the only reason
not smoke or not voting?
I mean, for the simple fact of, I think because first of all, I think everybody should vote. Everybody should exercise their right to vote. But the thing I have with that is a lot of people were surprised that he didn't vote. I mean, he doesn't stand for the flag, so why should he? Why would everybody expect him to vote?
The point, I think, that the reason he didn't vote because he doesn't believe in either one of the candidates. The problem with that,
and there's a lot of people who felt that way and still voted. Of course, I get his point, but you know, I felt like that.
A lot of people feel that if you don't vote, you shouldn't have a say.
Right.
In saying, well, you know, I kind of agree with.
I get
you
that.
Know?
I get that part a little. Okay.
But I just, you know, So, yeah, I mean, I understand why Stephen's got, just like we all have the right to freedom of speech. You know, if that's what he thinks, he's got the right to say that. But do you have an enemy of the week this week?
No, I've been kind of. I don't know, I've been kind of, you know, this last week, you know, me being gone and everything, me visiting with family and friends and things like that, I kind of slacked off a little bit on paying attention to anybody that would be my enemy of the week. So I'll let you go into yours, and while you're doing yours, if I can think of something off the top of my head, I'll chime in.
All right, I have one. Miko Grimes.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry to cut you off. I was just looking at that on our break. I was just looking at that. But go ahead. I'll put my 2 cents in because she's mine too. Actually, I was just actually reading about that. But go ahead.
Listen, Mike Evans. I'll touch on this real fast. He sat down because he didn't agree with the election. I get that. And, you know, I've been listening to Dan Le Batard and other people talk about different points of view on when you're sitting for the national anthem or kneeling. To me, the reason the national anthem is before the games is for us to pay respect to the military or anybody else. That's my point of view. And, you know, just like they have the right to kneel or sit, I have the right to believe that's wrong. Because if I'm at a game and somebody's sitting down beside me or talking or eating or something like that, I'd be like, hey, can you not want – at least give me the right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk during the event. Sitting, okay, whatever. I might not like it, but I'm not going to say anything to you. Now, if you're talking or eating or drinking during the national anthem, I'm going to say something to you because that's disrespect.
Right.
That's interrupting me doing what I do, you know. Okay. My wife will watch the anthem and will cry during the anthem because she's had somebody in the military. Her father was in the Marines. You know, I have people that are in the military. Mm-hmm. It's just how I was brought up.
And me too. I have people.
People are different.
Yep.
And I respect that. You know, as far as Mike Evans goes, I don't have an issue. And then he comes out this week saying he will figure a different way to approach
mm-hmm.
it. I think personally he was doing it the way Colin Kaepernick did it. I changed my stance on Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
I totally understand him kneeling. He's doing a peaceful protest.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. So
not bothering anybody, not causing any trouble. Right. That's it.
But Miko Grimes, wife of Brent Grimes. this girl can't stay out of the limelight. I don't understand it. But when he left Miami for Tampa, he wrote the owners of Miami a bad tweet and everything else. But this week,
wait a minute, him or her?
Her.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that. I remember
to
that tweet.
The Miami Dolphins owner calling them hypocrites and everything else. Sage Steele comes out and say, "Hey, Mike Evans, look up definition of the word democracy and remember this pick while kneeling, exercising your rights to protest." Which Sage Steele has the right to do that.
Yep.
She's an African American woman that chooses this way to say it. She has no issue with that.
And it was a big thing with her on SportsCenter on Veterans Day with her and her dad. I don't know if you caught that. Yeah, it was like this big thing with her and her dad because her dad served, and it was a pretty cool moment.
But Miko Grimes retweets at her and Mike Evans. Sage, you need to back up. I respect you as a black female sports reporter, but you're wrong. Don't make me come for you.
Yeah.
Are you serious? What is wrong with this girl? And listen, Miko Grimes, you want to follow me, tweet me? It's BSS Carolinas. You can send me a tweet anytime you want. I'll tell you how crazy you are. I don't think anybody in America will disagree with me. And then she comes out a different one. This stupid BIT thinks national anthem sitting equals hatred for military. You ignorant little BI. And then blank you.
F. Sage Steele.
Right. And I don't understand. And then doesn't matter how many white blanks she puts her mouth, the blank will see her as a nappy blank headed blank. Which really, the more I read this, the more frustrated I get. But when it happens to me, it's okay because I'm just a regular black hun. Tell her to put her, I'm not going to say that word because I find that offensive to white people, blank big girl panties on and suck it up. Are you serious? That is ridiculous.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see the word you're talking about. Yeah.
For those asking why I'm mad at, that word is offensive. They call Sage Steele dumb blank, ask him to look up democracy. I ain't got nothing to say. This girl, listen, ignorance doesn't equal change. Ignorance does not change other things. The tweets back at Sage Steele, come on, man. Come on.
And Sage Steele was entitled to her opinion, and Miko, who I've never been a big fan of, she was entitled to hers, but her delivery was horrible with all these tweets, with all the racial words she was saying, and just she could have said it, she could have worded this a whole lot better, and I probably would have got her point. And she did get her point across, but not in the way that like I said, she's not, I've never been a fan of her, going back to a few years ago with her thing with the Pro Bowl, about how her husband should have been the MVP of the Pro Bowl, and I know this and that about the NFL, you guys better not, blah blah blah. Oh. Yeah, let's move on. I don't want to keep talking about this subject, because her words were just crazy.
I just don't think ignorance is the right way, and that's very ignorant.
She could have came back more ladylike than this.
I mean, to call somebody the COO word, come on, man. You know, that word to me is offensive to as the N word.
I mean,
I know they're different, and everybody's got different thoughts. Anyway, do you have another enemy of the week, or that's your enemy?
That was, because, right, like I said on our break, I was actually just reading it, and it reminded me, because I saw this earlier in the week, and I was just like, please, man, this girl.
Do you have anything to add on the Mike Evans sitting for the election?
No.
Okay.
I don't. No. All right. No, I don't have anything for that right now. I'd rather keep the show going with more positive topics.
I'm good with that. And if somebody will ask why we don't talk a lot about that, it's because, to me, sports is an outlet.
Yeah.
To get away from that. The other,
right,
stuff.
Right.
And now it's starting to trickle down to, you know, sports. So now, unfortunately, we have to talk about it more. And that's, you know.
And that's why I love sports. And that's why I love doing this, a show like this. It's like your getaway for 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah. You know. Look at 9/11. The whole 9/11 tragedy. What brought the nation back together? Sports, baseball, and football. The baseball and football games. The floods we've just had. What brought everybody back together? Sports. For those good 2-3 hours, you have your mind off of all that craziness. Right. So.
All right. Well, let's get back to it.
Let's keep the show rolling.
Let's go into our top three, bottom three teams. Who's your bottom three teams in the NFL? We'll go ahead and leave Cleveland out because they're
Cleveland's a given. Cleveland's always a given.
How bad Cleveland is.
And I had Cleveland written down right here. Okay, let me take this off then. I have Jacksonville.
All right.
The 49ers, San Francisco 49ers, and my lowly Chicago Bears. Since we're going to take Cleveland, I'll put my Bears in there. We stink, man.
I like yours. Browns already are last. 49ers are definitely one. Jacksonville Jaguars. 2-7. Most disappointing team this year.
I thought they were going
to
be good.
I picked them to win AFC is how good I thought
they were. The whole AFC?
Yes.
Did you?
Because this team took a step the last 2 years, and I thought adding Jalen Ramsey, who was going to be a shutdown corner,
of course,
has done nothing.
Yeah.
Has been getting burnt all season. Yeah. And, you know, while I hate it, I wanted Jalen Ramsey in Dallas. I'm so glad we went with Zeke to this point. So
There were some that thought Jalen Ramsey was good enough to be the number one overall pick.
Yep. There's a lot of people screaming for him to be a number one pick. And then Jacksonville, the New York Jets. You lost to the Rams at home.
Yeah.
9-6. You scored a touchdown on a trick play.
Yep.
Bryce Petty didn't look bad. He threw a touchdown and a pick. But you scored 6 points against the Rams.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to take my team out of that bottom three. Yeah, the Jets. I keep forgetting about them. I keep forgetting how horrible they are.
That team. And Forte's still having a good year.
Mm-hmm.
But the New York Jets, man, are a complete train wreck. Who's your top three?
My top three? I'm gonna go from the bottom up. Number three right now, I have the New England Patriots. Number two, your Dallas Cowboys. And number one, I'm going with the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Please.
And I know you play everyone. It's on your schedule, of course. But put it away for Seattle for me, and I thought long and hard about this after the Sunday night game. The way they went in New England and punked and literally punked the Patriots on their home field impressed me a lot. And they also gave Tom Brady they pressured Tom Brady. Tom Brady looked pretty average the other night. And also they gave Tom Brady his first loss of the season. And I'm not going to be too fooled by the whole Dallas 8-1 record and the Seattle's 6-2-1 record. I think Seattle's probably the better team right now of who they've beaten.
All right. They
like I said, Dallas is right there. I'm not taking anything away from Dallas, but right now I still think Seattle might still be the best team in the NFC.
All right, I'll talk about that. I'm gonna actually go different. I'm gonna go Seattle as the three.
Mm-hmm.
New England, no. Who was I going? Not Seattle. Hold on. I was actually going New England, and then Seattle, and then Dallas. Mm-hmm. All right.
So the same three as I had. Okay.
Right, but here's the difference. You know, we'll talk about schedule. The week before they beat a Buffalo team, but the week before that they lost to New Orleans. All right, in New Orleans. You lost to New Orleans, you tied the Arizona Cardinals, and you lose to the Rams. You know, the Cowboys,
they always lose to the Rams though.
They do, but you scored 3 points. The offense is finally starting to score some points.
Yeah.
Last 2 weeks, they put up 25-plus points. They put up 31 points back-to-back weeks. So they've done a better job. The problem with Seattle, that offensive line, and you still don't have a running back. That solid number one. Now, they get Thomas Rawls back this
they
week.
They
cut Christian Michael.
They cut Christian Michael, yeah.
Signed with Green Bay today.
Right.
So we'll see what they do moving forward. As of right now, the Dallas Cowboys I'm going with, and for the love of God, I've been praying for 3 years that we get the Seattle Seahawks in the conference championship.
I
have been begging for that for 3 years.
We might get it.
And I ain't begging.
We
because
might get it.
I want to beat that team more than any other team in the NFL. Because the fan base is the worst fan base in NFL history.
Oh, the Seattle fan base?
Yes.
Think so?
Because I went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, the Patriots and Seahawks, right? I'm there in front of me. Is a guy wearing a Seahawks jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him to calm down a little bit. I'm not really a Seahawks fan. I'm a Packers fan. I was like, really, dude? You're a Packers fan. They just lost the Seahawks week four. You're wearing a Seahawks jersey.
Well, that's how the Panthers fans are.
Well, true.
A lot of the Panther fans are Seahawks fans again.
I don't get it. So, you know, I'm hoping that we get the Seahawks. To me, I want to play the best teams.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to play – because I don't want no question when we beat them, because we will. I will mark it down now. If we play the Seahawks in the playoffs, we will beat the heck out of them. I am telling you. That offensive line is the MVP of the season so far.
Okay.
To me, that offensive line is the MVP because no one has been touched. No one's touched them this year. I mean, they've looked really great, especially the last 4 or 5 games. But I want Seattle. That's just me.
Yeah, of course. And you want the best. I absolutely agree with that.
So there's our top three, bottom three teams. We disagree a little bit the rankings, but it's fine. Let's get into the games this week. The Cards at the Vikings. The Cardinals at the Vikings. The Vikings have lost four in a row now.
Mm-hmm.
Have come back big time.
Came back to earth.
Yeah, they're 5-4. The Lions are first place in the North right now. The Cardinals are 4-4.
Repeat that again.
The Lions are 5-4, first place.
The Lions in first place in the same sentence.
And the Packers are 4-5. So right now, the Lions have looked the best. They're 4-1 the last 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, but going to this game, who are you picking between the Cards and the Vikings?
I'm going Cardinals. Yeah, I'm definitely going Cardinals. I
want to go to Cardinals. Here's the thing. They're on the road in the cold. I mean, they're going to be in Minnesota. And Carson Palmer does not play well outdoors in cold weather. He's like the Peyton Manning effect. He's outside. He doesn't play as well. But Sam Bradford, the offensive line's been horrible.
Yep.
Last week, Chandler Jones had 2 sacks
mm-hmm.
for Arizona, so defense is playing tough. They still gave up 20 points to the 49ers.
I don't get that. I mean, their defense should be much better than what it is. I mean, we have Patrick Peterson and Honey Badger. Yeah.
Badger's been out. That's the reason.
He was out. That's right. You're right.
Gosh, man. Minnesota has this is like a flip of a coin to me because both of them is – I mean, Arizona's underperforming 4-4-1.
All year long, yeah.
I'm going to go with Minnesota. They've got to turn this around at some point. I can't imagine they keep losing. It's 4 games in a row. That defense has not been putting pressure on people.
Nope.
But this is a week they can get back into it because you're playing Palmer, who has cement blocks his feet.
And between – and in that NFC North, between them, Green Bay, and Detroit, it's going to be tight, man. Like, it's going to be tight. You got what? What's Minnesota, 5-4?
5-4.
5-4, 4-5, and 5-4. So, every win's a must in that division.
Yeah, and Arizona is looking at it right now. You got to win the West to make the playoffs.
Yep.
Because the East right now is taking up all three.
Yep, all the Giants, Dallas, and the Redskins, I believe, right now. Yep.
So right now they're the top three teams taking the spots up.
I think the Eagles like right outside of that.
They're right there too. They're 500. They're above 500. The Bears, your Bears at the Giants, 2-7 at Giants, 6-3. No Alshon Jeffries. He's out 4 games. You can share your thoughts on that if you want.
I think the Giants win easily, I hate to say. The Giants win that game easily.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I hate to see the Giants win because I hate going with the Giants win anything. Cutler may have a great game. I mean, he's hit and miss.
He can never put 2 games in a row together.
Right.
Like, so ever.
He had a bad game last week, so maybe he's due this week. But we'll see.
Maybe he can spread the ball around more because Jeffrey won't be there. Who knows? Who knows with them, man? Who knows?
In the shootout game of the weekend, this will probably be the Titans at the Colts. the last 2 weeks, Mariota has looked great. Of course, Murray's looked great all season.
They have that grounded pound game in Tennessee, boy, don't they?
Derrick Henry's looking good, yeah. Who are you going with between Titans and Colts?
I'm going to go with the hot team right now, the Titans.
I'm going to go with the Titans as well. Even though I'm leaning the Colts' way, I'm going to go with the Titans.
I
don't think Andrew's done with this team yet.
Me either. I'm an Andrew Luck fan.
I am too. But I'm going to go with the Titans just the way they've been playing.
Right.
They completely smashed the Packers last week.
Yeah.
47-25.
Well, and I had no problem with that. I'm always down with some Green Bay Packers pain and suffering.
The next game we'll talk about, the Bucks at the Chiefs. Who you got in this one? Chiefs are 7-2. I'm not sure if Macklin's playing yet. He's still questionable.
And I hate to go against my boy Jameis and Mike Evans, but I like the Chiefs, man. I've liked the Chiefs ever since the second half of the season last year. See if you can find their record
Since last year?
Since from the second half of the season till now. It's something ridiculous.
They were 11-1, and you go this year 7-2, so they're 18.
18-3
in last year and a half.
Isn't that crazy? And no one talks about that. That flies straight under the radar.
That's because they go to the first round of playoffs and lose.
Yep.
Or second round. This year, though, they have a very good shot.
I picked them to win a division.
If Noodorm stays healthy, which he has, he was out last week. The biggest thing is Charles being out again.
Yeah.
And now Macklin's out. So, yeah. You know, Tyreek Hill's been big for them recently, last couple weeks. I've got Chiefs winning. I think it's going to be easy. They're Me playing too. In I Kansas City.
That crowd. Yeah, that home crowd is one of the best in
Eric
the league.
Berry is licking his lips for James Winston coming. And Lamar Houston's back for Kansas City.
They're tough, man. Kansas City's tough. I had them winning that division the summertime.
I did, too.
I had them winning that division.
I got them winning still.
Good division, also. That's a good division.
Even the Chargers are good. Yep. 4-6, but they're
that's good. That's probably the top. Maybe the top division in the league right now. Denver, Raiders,
Kansas City. I'm going with the NFC East. I got to go with the East because all four of them played.
All four of them could be in the playoffs too, actually, as it looks right now. All four of them. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
You could like another wild card team, the whole division.
Philly would be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If it started today.
Which I would hate. The next game, the Bills at the Bengals. I'm going to tell you, Andy Dalton, I watched the Monday night game. I was so disappointed the way he played the second half. Once AJ Green got hurt, Dalton just disappeared. The offensive line, just nowhere. I mean, they couldn't block anybody.
I was never a believer, ever, in Andy Dalton or the Bengals. And I don't know why Marvin Lewis still has a job. Let's just be real, man.
He's like Jeff Fisher.
Jeff Fisher. What you call him? The black Jeff Fisher. Those two guys right there, they have something over these owners' heads.
It seems like it.
I mean, Marvin Lewis. I'm going to break it down real quick. Marvin Lewis has been in Cincinnati 12 years. Been to the playoffs 7 times. 0 playoff wins. And he still has a job. In what other city would that be tolerated? Jeff Fisher, 21 years? 21 years coaching. Five playoff wins. And just got a 2-year extension. But what is going on?
He's got 5 winning seasons, by the way. Seven winning seasons.
Is it that many?
It's like 21.
Okay, because I know he's been in the playoffs 5 times,
right.
I think.
Right.
Yeah, 5 times. Wow, he has 7 winning seasons. Yeah. I didn't even know there's that many.
That was it.
There's a lot of eight and eights in there.
8 and 8, 7 and 9, 6 and 10, 5 and 11. Every year we ask the same question: how is he still coaching?
How is he still coaching, man? You know, and he bought himself 2 more years with the move to LA.
Yep. Who you got? The Bills and Bengals. I'm gonna go with the Bengals because I don't trust Buffalo.
I don't care, but the Bengals, I guess. Who cares?
If you have to choose.
Yeah.
Okay. The Steelers at the Browns. Is there questions? I'm just going Steelers.
I'm going Steelers too, but they better win this game. You know what? And Mike Brown. I mean, not Mike Brown. I'm sorry.
Mike Tomlin.
That seat, from what I'm hearing, is getting a little warm up in Pittsburgh.
He's got a bigger leash than I think McCarthy. And here's why. All right.
Yeah. I agree.
I think Tomlin, he's got Big Ben. He's got the 3 Bs. All right. There's the big thing. In Green Bay, Tomlin or McCarthy, that team looked like they quit.
Yeah.
The offense in Pittsburgh at least looked like they're playing. The defense looks like they're trying at least.
Now I'm hearing about the tension between McCarthy and Rodgers. I don't know how true that is. And I believe it because Aaron Rodgers, as great as he is, he comes off as kind of cocky in the post-game interviews, kind of like, hey, I did my job, they didn't do theirs. And I remember Greg Jennings said this a long time ago. Greg Jennings got killed for it. I'm starting to believe what everything Greg Jennings says about this guy. I really am. He doesn't seem like a leader. I think he's only a leader when they're winning. That's the only time. But you got to be, of course, as a quarterback, you have to be a leader all the time. And that's the problem I always had with Cam. But Aaron Rodgers, I don't know. I, I, I see Trouble in Paradise from Green Bay, and I love it. Oh, I love it.
I think it's time for a coaching change at the end of the season. And they need some running backs. God help them.
Yep.
And that's kind of why I compare Rodgers to Cam a little bit, because they both are sore losers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's, you know, but the difference is Rodgers has a Super Bowl win.
That's right.
Cam doesn't, so it's going to go a little bit different.
That's right.
The next game we'll talk about, the Jags at the Lions. Any question to Jags? I'm going to Lions.
I'm going Lions. All I'm right. going Lions.
I didn't think you was going different, but just had to check. Then the next game of the day, the Ravens at the Cowboys, the number one defense against the number three offense in the league. Who you got this game?
Dolphins and Ravens and Dolphins?
Ooh. Ravens and Cowboys.
Oh, Ravens and Cowboys, I'm sorry. I'm going Dallas, man. Dallas is I'm going Dallas. I like what's going on there. I don't think they're the best team, but they're the second best. They're the second best team, but I still like what they're doing, man. I like those young bulls they have, man. And Zeke and Dak. I love that combination. Love it.
There's no question.
I do.
The Cowboys, they're playing the Ravens. I'm not sold on the Ravens.
Everybody
says how great they are. Listen, they are still – I mean, they're 5-4. That's good. But look at their schedule, who they beat and how they beat them. They beat Pittsburgh at home barely 21-14. Pittsburgh was not healthy. They played Cleveland twice. Yeah, they played the Browns twice already. They won the first game of the season against Buffalo 13-7. They beat Jaguars 19-17. They got beat by Oakland by one. They lost to the Redskins, Washington. They lost to the Giants. They lost to the Jets. Okay? And you'll tell me there's a chance? No wonder their defense is ranked number one in the league.
Yeah.
They had played the Browns twice and played the – they had played the freaking – Browns twice and the Jets once.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out of eight games. You should have won the best defense in the league.
That's right.
So I'm not sold on them yet. We'll see. If they win this week, you make me a believer. But and the way Dak has overcome – I'm watching the Pittsburgh game. I'm like, please leave Dak some time. Leave him wherever you can leave him. I don't care. He's going to win the game. I had confidence they were going to drive down the field and win the game.
Yep.
42 seconds, they drive down the field, win the game.
Yep.
Now, I will say, if you watch the Pittsburgh and Dallas game, the offensive line for Dallas definitely had a lot to say about that.
Right.
Because that game went in play, that whole defensive line was buried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
And what Dallas does is they wear you down. That offensive line wears you down. Because these smaller guys are like, don't hit me anymore, I'm done.
Yep. Yep.
And you can't catch up to Zeke. I'm sorry. You get him an open, and he's gone.
I didn't see this coming with him. Not this. Leading the league in rushing, he's a pop.
I thought he'd be one of the top five running backs. I didn't think he'd be the best running back.
MVP candidate? I mean.
If the season ended right now, you have to give him the MVP. Because you can't give it to the offensive line.
Right.
The only problem with this whole thing I see is I'm here all – the more he keeps doing this, where he had a great offensive line.
Kind of like the Emmett thing, the whole
Emmett had a great line. You're right. But you know what? You still got to put the numbers up, and he's done it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but going as far as this game, I got the Cowboys, and I think this is going to be an easy win. I don't see it being close.
Right. I
don't agree. I don't think the Ravens are that good.
I got the Cowboys by at least two touchdowns.
And this should be a statement win where by halftime we should put him away, maybe play Tony a half, let him
have a
couple snaps.
Okay.
Darren McFadden, put him in.
Oh, yeah. Is he healthy?
He's not healthy right
okay.
now. He'll be back soon. But anyway, that is it for the early games. Let's go into our dummies of the week, our Joseph Randall dummies of the week, you know, since we had to rename this award.
Oh, gosh.
Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolines, dummy of the week. All right, you got any dummies?
Yeah, I saw earlier today early today on online a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Did you see this? The Pittsburgh Steelers fan who destroyed his TV.
Yep.
After the last play of the game, destroyed his house in front of his wife and kids, just going crazy. Now, I thought it was staged at first. And I'm like, no, this is he's dead for real. So, yeah, you don't do that. You don't destroy your property. Because if that was the case, if that was me, the way my Bears been losing this, I wouldn't have a place to live. I wouldn't have anywhere to live. I mean, he took his – he beat his TV with a baseball bat.
Yeah, you don't do that. Listen, if – I am the ultimate fan of the Cowboys, and the last 25 years since 1995 have been the most frustrating I've ever had. I mean, every year I think, okay, this might be the year, and then we get halfway through the season, nope. Or we get to the playoffs, nope, nope. It's just, you know, it goes from the catch to Romo's bundle in Seattle. So it's always been something. So I understand a little bit of your pain, you know, the Bears since 85, but, you know.
I mean, we were
got to the Super Bowl one year.
We were in the Super Bowl in 06.
With Brett Grossman, so hey.
Yeah, we were at NFC Championship game in 2010, the whole Jay Cutler being so-called hurt, but yet on the sideline on the bike. You know, it's been a rough 30 years for me.
Oh, I understand. Did you have any more dummies?
Nah, that's it, man. That dude was dumb. That dude was stupid. You don't tear your house up just because your team lost. You don't do that.
Absolutely,
man.
I agree. I don't know if you saw it, but Spencer Hawes bounces two hands jam off a rim inside of his head on missed fast break versus the Caps.
I didn't see that.
It is on our Facebook page. So
I'll check
if
it
you
out.
Ever get a minute, check it out. Hawes got dissed by Rim on a dunk. Then the broadcasters for his man bun.
Oh, boy.
So it's a great one. You have to check it out. The next one I have is Conor McGregor crops out fan out photo on Instagram. Some guy took a picture, him as
the one with him and the female or something?
Yeah, him and the female. He cropped the guy and the girl out. I don't know why he kept the girl.
Why did he crop the girl out? She was fine.
I would have kept her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, they took a picture.
He's something else, man. That dude is something else.
I love this guy, man. I love him. He's great.
I still think he's going to lose a third Diaz fight, though.
I don't know. I don't
think he's going to lose that fight.
I think it'd be close. We'll see.
But he's a bad boy. I like his energy. I like his charisma. He's good for that sport, man. It's almost looking like the sport needs him more than he needs the sport.
Someone said it earlier, and I agree with it. To this day, I'll argue with anybody. He's the best talker ever in anything. Better than Ali.
Better than Ali?
Better than Ali for his sport. Look at his stuff. I mean, think about it. This guy is 5'3", 5'5", maybe.
McGregor?
No, he's not really tall guy.
How tall is he? I never knew how tall he was.
But
he looks taller to me. I don't think he was that short. I always thought he was at least 6 feet, 6'1", at least. Yeah, let's check that out. I thought 5'3"?
No, I think he's on. Oh, he's 5'9".
5'9", okay. Okay.
He's 5'9", but he looks like a smaller guy.
I like the press conference with him in
pick up the chair.
Yeah, what was it? Alvarez. But did you see what he had on?
Yes.
He had on the white mink with the red turtleneck. You know where he got that from?
Where?
He's paying homage to Joe Frazier. The Joe Frazier, if you look at press conference, the Joe Frazier Ali press conference, Joe Frazier has that same outfit on. So I thought that was kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I think he's definitely one of the best talkers.
Absolutely. But Ali, whew.
Ali was 6'4", 6'5". He was, you know, and trust me, I love Ali, but this guy is just
talking. Ali was.
I know he was amazing. The last one I have real fast, New Orleans renames their AAA team the Baby Cakes. Logo features an angry baby with bat.
The Baby Cakes?
The Baby Cakes.
What in the hell?
They changed it from the New Orleans Zebras to the New Orleans Baby Cakes. It's an angry baby holding a bat.
Holding a bat.
Yeah, with a crown on their head.
But knowing me, if they make like a fitted hat or something with that logo on there, I'd get it. I'd get it.
There you go. They sold one already.
I get the New Orleans Baby Cakes fitted. Actually, I want that because I like those colors. Actually, I like
the color's like cool, colors. But the baby cakes. I just
with that baby at the back. Hey, yeah. I'm gonna look for that fitted hat now.
You see, I get you a hat. I figure I'd do that.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's our dummies of the week. That's our early games. Everybody, stick around. We got another episode with all of the late games and our players of the week. You're listening to BSS Carolinas. You can catch us everywhere.